Jerry!
That came from inside.
Try the door.
Locked.
Oh, darling, we've got to get in there somehow.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, House of Hate.
The house near Dublin Square in Washington Heights is a gingerbread monument to a day gone by, a day of gaslight and hansom cabs, to a day when a dollar was a dollar and the Lansing family had its share of them. From that era, only Sarah Lansing survives to rule the gingerbread house from the big front bedroom where she has lain for 16 years.
Yes?
Robert, Mother.
Oh, come in, darling. Off to work, dear?
Yes, Mother.
So early?
Well, I have a big day ahead of me.
Oh, you work so hard, Robert, dear. So terribly hard.
Oh, nonsense, Mother.
Well, you do. Oh, but didn't I warn you to be like this when you had a wife to support?
Let me give you a kiss now, and then I have to run.
All right, darling. And have a nice day.
Mother.
Oh, my back.
If it's still bothering you, I'd better call Dr. Stone.
No, I've already called him, dear. He's coming today at 1. There's little he can do when Ella refuses to fix my pillows the way I... Oh, but there, I mustn't blame Ella when she has so much to do.
Nothing is more important than taking care of you properly. Oh, by the way, Mother, one thing. I had a letter from Sylvia. She'd like to spend a weekend here at home soon.
But, Robert...
She says that Miss Phillips, her house mother, thinks it would be good for her to come home oftener.
Sylvia's my daughter, Robert. I think I know more about what's best for her than this Miss Phillips.
Yes, of course, Mother. You're right. I'll drop her a line today. Now, goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, dear.
See you this evening, huh?
Oh, Robert, will you take my breakfast tray on your way, dear?
Of course. Oh, Mother, you didn't eat a thing.
Ella fixed me eggs. I can't imagine why. She knows I dislike them. Oh, well, she must simply have forgotten.
After 3 years, that's hardly likely.
Oh, Robert, dear, don't say anything.
Why Ella does things like this, I'll never...
Is something wrong, Robert?
Oh. Ella, I thought you were down in the kitchen. Ella, why did you do this?
What?
This. Serve Mother eggs.
Oh, I serve them because she asked for them.
Nonsense. You know that she hates them.
Are you calling me a liar, Robert?
All I'm saying is that if Mother had asked for eggs, she would have eaten them.
All right, Robert, have it your way.
What do you mean, my way?
Please, Robert, let's not argue. Just give me the tray and let me fix your mother something else. I have a lot to do before I go downtown.
Downtown?
Mm-hmm. I'm having lunch with Pam North.
At what time?
I'm meeting at the Corsair room at 1.
At 1? But you can't.
Why not?
Because Dr. Stone is coming to see Mother at 1.
Today?
Yes. Mother called him and...
When?
What?
When did she call him?
I don't know.
Well, then I'll tell you. She called him after I told her I was meeting Pam.
Now, why would she do
it? To keep me here when she knew I wanted to go out. She knew if Dr. Stone was calling, you'd insist I stay home.
Are you suggesting that Mother...
I am not suggesting. I'm telling you. She did this deliberately.
Ella!
Oh, Robert, how can you be so blind? Can't you see what she's trying to do? What she's been trying to do ever since you brought me into this house? First thing she did was convince you I should take care of this mausoleum all by myself. Cook and scrub and be her nurse at the same time.
It was a question of money. We can't afford it.
Who says we can't afford it? She does.
It's her house. It's her money.
And her son. You, her darling, doting little boy. She won't be happy until she has you all to herself again.
You're out of your mind.
For 3 years, she's lain in there thinking of ways to make my life miserable. Hoping someday I won't be able to take it anymore and slam out of this house and out of your life. This appointment with the doctor's part of it. These stupid eggs are part of it. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not about to slam out of this house. I'm not going to take this much longer, but she's not going to drive me out. She's not.
Oh, now what the devil happened to them? They were here in the closet the other day. Pam?
Yes?
Where are my golf shoes?
What do you say, Jerry?
My golf shoes. They're not in the closet.
But I saw they're just... Oh, no, wait. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I know where they are.
Oh, where?
In the kitchen.
The kitchen?
I brought them out here to polish them for you.
Oh, Pam, darling, you didn't have to do that.
I didn't.
Oh.
I discovered we didn't have any brown shoe polish, and I was going to put them back in your closet, but I couldn't find the nutcracker.
The nutcracker?
Your shoes are in the cupboard under the sink, Jerry.
Thanks, but what have my golf shoes got to do with the fact that you couldn't find the nutcracker?
I used your shoes to crack the walnuts for the Waldorf salad last night.
Oh.
Oh, golly, look at the time. Oh, I have to hurry.
Are you going up?
I'm having lunch with Ella Lansing.
Ella Lansing, huh?
I told you she telephoned the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. Where'd you say they were?
The Lansings? Oh, why, they're right on...
My golf shoes.
I'll answer it, dear. In the cupboard under the sink.
The Lansing?
Your golf shoes. Hello?
Hello, Pam. This is Ella.
Oh, Ella.
Pam, I hate to do this, but I have to cancel our lunch date.
Oh, Ella, why?
Well, I just found out that the doctor's coming to see Robert's mother, so I'll have to be here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was looking forward to seeing you.
And I wanted to talk to you. Oh,
Ella.
Pam, I have to see you. I simply must talk to someone, or I don't know what I'll do.
Well, what is it, Ella?
Could you possibly come out of here, Pam?
Well, of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Will 2 o'clock be all right?
Mm-hmm, anytime.
I'll see you at 2, then.
Thanks, Pam.
Pam? Hey, Pam, dear, Pam, darling, what's the matter?
What?
Is something wrong?
I'm not sure.
Who was that on the phone?
Ella Lansing. She can't meet me for lunch, but she wants me to come to her place. She said she had to see me.
Oh, well, what's the matter with her?
I don't know. But I do know this. Jeb Moffat's back in town.
Jeb Moffat?
Ella went with him for years. They were engaged, and then something happened. No one ever knew just what, and she married Bob Lansing.
Oh.
Jeb Moffat's a colonel in the Air Force. He was in Korea and just got back. I read it in the paper. You can drop me off at Ella's on your way to your golf date.
I'm not sure I can keep my golf date, dear.
Why?
No shoes.
Well, didn't you find them in the cupboard under the sink?
All I found in the cupboard under the sink was the brown shoe polish.
The brown shoe polish?
And this.
Well, what do you know? The nutcracker. Hello?
Colonel Moffat reporting, ma'am.
Jeb!
Well, the lady remembers.
You're back.
Don't tell me you didn't know.
No.
Well, it was in the papers. I'm a hero. If you don't believe it, ask the New York Times. Hello, Ellie.
Oh, Jeb, it's wonderful to hear from you.
If that's a proposal, I accept. We'll run away to Afghanistan and raise sheep. I got a 2-week furlough. Hey, speaking of sheep, how's your husband?
Robert's fine.
Oh, too bad. Look, when are you going to divorce him and marry me?
Oh, Jeb, stop joking.
Joking? Ellie, darling, I was never more serious in my... What was that?
What?
Sounded like someone else on the line.
Oh.
Don't tell me your husband's had your phone tapped. I heard a one who did that to his wife once. And
Jeb, I'd better call you back.
What? Wait.
Where are you staying?
The Algonquin.
I'll call you.
Ella, dear, why, Ella, is something the matter?
So now you've started listening to my phone calls.
Listening to your phone calls? I don't understand.
You're a liar.
Ella.
You were listening on the extension.
How dare you speak to me this way?
I'm warning you, I've stood just about all of this I can stand.
Get out of this room.
You don't leave me alone. I'll kill you.
Get out. Get out.
I mean it. I'll kill you.
Well, here we are, darling.
Oh, gollies, Jerry. It's such a gorgeous day. I wish I were going out to the club with you.
I wish you were, too.
Just look at that old house. Did you ever see anything so gloomy?
Not outside of a cemetery.
Well, come on.
Come on. Hey, what do you mean? I'm going to play golf, remember?
But, Jerry, you have to stop in for a minute.
Why?
To say hello.
But, Pam, I'll be late.
Well, you certainly won't be any earlier if you sit and argue.
Well, all right. I'm just going to say hello, how are you, goodbye.
That's all you have to do.
I don't want to be dragged upstairs to pay my respects to old Mrs. Lansing.
You won't be.
All she ever talks about is Robert. Robert this, Robert that. You'd think she was the only woman in the world who ever had a son.
No, never a word about Sylvia.
Sylvia? Oh, yes, her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Ring the bell, Jerry.
Got it. Hey, where do they keep her? Locked up in the attic?
Well, practically. In a boarding school. Apparently she has some psychological problem. Jerry!
What?
That came from inside.
Yeah.
Try the door.
It's locked.
We've got to get in there, Jerry. Ella! Ella!
Someone's coming.
Ella! Pam! Jerry, come quickly.
Ella, what happened? We heard a scream.
Yeah, it was Robert's mother. She must have been trying to get downstairs. She fell. There.
Oh, Jerry.
I'll call the doctor.
Wait a minute, Ella. A doctor can't help. She's dead.
And it is therefore the finding of this inquest that the death of Sarah Lansing resulted from a fall which was wholly and entirely accidental.
Ella?
Come in here.
Were you asleep?
No, dear. I was just resting.
Robert just got home, Ella.
Oh?
You are going to talk to him, aren't you?
Of course, Sylvia. I promised, didn't I?
And you will make him understand.
I'll do my best, dear.
Ella?
You go to your room and wait there, Sylvia.
All right.
Ella?
I'm in here, Robert.
Where's Sylvia?
In her room.
She packed?
Not yet.
Why not? A train leaves in an hour.
Yes, but she's hoping that she won't be taking it.
What?
Robert, let her stay.
Stay here? Permanently?
Yes.
That's impossible.
Why?
She's in school.
Oh, well, she could go to school here.
No, Ella. I made it perfectly clear to Sylvia that she was merely coming home for Mother's funeral, not to expect...
Robert, please.
Sylvia is going back to school. She needs the special attention she gets there.
She doesn't need special attention there or anywhere else. All she needs, all she's ever needed from the moment she was born, is a little love and affection. A little of the love your mother stole from her to give to you.
That's enough.
Oh, Robert, please. Sylvia wants a home. She needs a home.
She's going back to Fallbrook. That's what Mother would have wanted. That's what she's going to do.
In the name of heaven, Robert, is your mother going to go on running our lives, even from her grave? Your mother's dead. 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 Dead.
Because you killed her.
What?
Oh, you didn't think I knew, did you?
You what?
Mother didn't fall down those stairs. You pushed her.
That's a lie. Robert, you can't believe that.
But I do believe it.
But then why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you say something at the inquest?
I'll tell you why. Because I want to keep you here, right here in this house. You hate this house, Ella. You hate it as much as you hated my mother.
She hated me.
You're going to want to run away. Don't you want to get away from this house so badly it'll drive you out of your mind thinking about it?
You're insane.
But you'll never be able to leave, because the only place you can go from here is straight to the electric chair. Now go tell Sylvia to get packed. I'll be waiting downstairs to take it to the station. Oh, one thing more. We're giving a dinner party.
A dinner party?
Tomorrow evening. Inviting Pam and Jerry North. And Jeb Moffat.
Robert.
Oh. Ella.
Oh. Sylvia. Darling, I'm sorry, but Robert.
I know. I heard.
Everything?
Yes.
Sylvia, it's not true about your mother. I didn't kill her.
I believe you. I wouldn't care if it was true. I'm glad she's dead. I hated her. And I hate Robert. I wish he was dead, too.
Holy smoke, Pam. Can't we get out of here?
Shh.
We've had old Mrs. Lansing's favorite cocktail. We've had her favorite dinner. Now we've spent 2 hours listening to her favorite records. Has Lansing jumped his trolley completely?
Oh, that's just beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, very, but I think we'd better be going, don't you, Pam?
We really should.
Oh, no, please. Not yet. There's one more reckon
Robert,
I want you to...
Robert, it is getting late.
This won't take but a minute. Listen, please.
Sweet and low, sweet and low, wind of the western sea. Blow, blow, breathe and blow, wind of the western sea.
Well, how about that, eh? Mother made it for me years ago on one of those public recording machines. You know, the kind you drop a quarter
Robert,
in.
Robert, stop it.
Why, Ella, dear, what's the matter?
Stop it, please, Robert.
But, Ella...
Stop it!
Ella, what is it? What's the matter?
Make him stop it, Jed, please. Make him stop it.
Oh, brother, what an evening.
It was hideous.
What's the matter with Lansing, anyway? Something is certainly eating him.
And Ella, it's as if that whole house was sick. As if everything you touched was diseased.
Hey, now, hold it. Let's not get morbid.
Oh, I'm sorry, but, well, that's the way it affected me.
Well, let's go to bed and forget it, huh? Tomorrow the sun will be shining.
It will not. The weatherman said rain.
The weatherman is going to be wrong, as usual.
How do you know?
My left ear isn't twitching.
Oh, Jerry.
Now, that's a sure sign of clear weather. My left ear is like a divining rod. It can detect water. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Jerry.
Well, Bill.
Bill Wigan?
Yeah. Well, what do you know, Bill?
I know you were at 124 Linden Street tonight.
124 Linden... Well, that's the Lansing house.
And that's where I am. And you'll have to get back up here on the double.
Bill, what's the matter?
Robert Lansing has been murdered.
All right, Mrs. Lansing, go on.
Well, after Jeb and Pam and Jerry had left, Robert and I had an argument.
What about? You better tell him, Ella. Well, Mrs. Lansing?
Robert... believed that his mother's death wasn't an accident. He thought I killed her.
So that was it.
Was what, Pam?
Why Robert was behaving the way he was this evening.
And how was that?
Well, he hardly said a dozen words all evening that didn't concern his mother.
It was his way of torturing me.
Why did your husband think you'd killed his mother?
She hated me.
And you hated her?
Yes.
But you didn't kill her?
No.
Or your husband?
No.
This argument, Mrs. Lansing, what was it about specifically?
Robert... accused me of being in love with Jeb. I admitted it and begged him to give me a divorce. He refused and we argued.
And then?
I ran out of the house. I just had to get away. I went to the drugstore on the corner and telephoned Jeb.
And he met you at the drugstore?
Yes, I met her there.
And you both returned here to the house to have it out with Lansing and found him dead?
Yes.
How long was it from the time Mrs. Lansing telephoned you at your hotel until you met her at the drugstore, Colonel Moffat?
Why? What difference does that make? What are you getting at?
I want to know if you had time enough to come here, kill Lansing, and then meet Mrs. Lansing at the drugstore.
I didn't kill him. I might have if I'd had the chance after I found out what he was doing to Ella.
But you didn't have a chance?
No.
Mrs. Lansing, do you know of anyone besides yourself and Colonel Moffat who had a motive to kill your husband?
No.
Well, that's not true, Ella. You told me that Sylvia...
Jeb...
Ella told me that Sylvia wished her brother were dead.
But Sylvia's at school in Vermont.
Are you sure, Ella?
Well, of course. She went back day before yesterday.
Well, then I'm afraid you're going to have to come with me, Mrs. Lansing. You're under arrest.
Arrest?
On what charge, Lieutenant?
Suspicion of murder.
She didn't kill Lansing.
I think she did.
Well, you're wrong.
What? Who's that?
Sylvia.
Who are you?
Sylvia, what are you doing here?
I've been here for a couple of hours, up in the attic, hiding.
How do you know Ella didn't kill your brother?
Because I'm the one who killed him. And from Grand Central, I took the subway out here. I don't have a key. I've never had one. This was supposed to be my home, but Robert and Mother would never let me have a key.
Mm-hmm. Then how'd you get into the house without your brother hearing you?
I broke a cellar window. One of the large ones in the back.
Go on.
Well, I tiptoed up the back stairs to Robert's room. I knew he had a gun. and I knew where he kept it. I got it, and then I came downstairs to the living room and shot him.
What'd you do with the gun?
I hid it. It's in the attic.
Where?
Behind some boxes on the shelf by the stairs.
Go get it, Donahue. We'll be going down to headquarters in a few minutes, Mrs. Lansing, so will you get Sylvia a coat?
Yes. I'll go with you, Ella. I'll get Sylvia a coat for
me. Ella?
Yes, ma'am?
I want to talk to you a moment.
What about?
Sylvia, let's go outside, huh?
Outside? Why?
I'll show you.
But, Pam, why can't...
Come on.
Why do you want to go out there?
I want to see the cellar window.
Cellar window?
The one Sylvia broke to get into the house.
Why?
Here. Oh, no, this isn't the one. This one hasn't been broken. But it is one just like this, Ella?
Well, yes, but I don't...
Good. Now, is there a rock around here? Yes, here, this'll do.
Pam, what in the world are you doing?
Proving to myself that Sylvia didn't kill Robert.
What?
She didn't, did she, Ella?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You killed Robert.
I? No.
Don't lie about it, Ella.
I'm not lying.
You are. I watched you every minute Sylvia was telling her story. You knew it wasn't true, and when Sylvia told how she got into this house by breaking a cellar window like this... I knew it wasn't true, too. You would have heard her.
She must have broken the window after I left the house.
Then Robert would have heard her, if he'd been alive. I think Sylvia entered this house after Robert was dead.
Why would she confess to a murder she hadn't committed?
To protect you.
No.
You were the only one in this house who ever showed her any attention and love. And a child like Sylvia would do anything, say anything to repay you. But you can't let her do it, Ella.
She killed Robert. She admits it. You can't prove differently.
I know I can't. If Sylvia wants to take the blame, there's probably no way of stopping her. Not unless you tell the truth.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Ella, listen. You think you're free of Robert, free of the way he was torturing you about his mother. Maybe you are. But if you think you can marry Jeb and be happy, you're wrong. You'll torture yourself far worse than Robert ever tortured you. Tell the truth, Ella, please.
No. No.
Ella, come back here. Jerry, Bill.
Pam, what is it? What's going on?
Hurry. It's Ella. She killed Robert.
How do you know?
Never mind now. Quick, where did she get to?
There, crossing the street.
Bill. Oh, Jerry, that truck. Ella, no.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for calling.
What did Bill say, Jerry?
Well, he was calling from the hospital. Ella's going to be all right. And she's given Bill a statement. You were right. She killed Bob Lansing.
Oh, poor Ella.
Oh, come on, darling. Cheer up. Oh, just look outside. Not a cloud in the sky. Just as I predicted. I tell you what never fails. My left ear twitches, it rains. Doesn't twitch, doesn't rain.
It's uncanny.
Well, it is a talent not very many people have.
Jerry.
Hmm?
Darling, don't go to work today.
Oh, Pam.
Please, Jerry. Let's go for a drive in the country. Up the Hudson, maybe. Oh, the leaves are turning. It'll be beautiful.
But, darling, I can't.
You promised we could take a day off soon. I'll pack us a picnic lunch.
Pam, dear, I have to go to work.
Sorry, darling. Not today. I made up my mind. There's no way out for you. Now, I'll fix a wonderful lunch while you... Jerry.
Hmm? What?
Your left ear. It's twitching.
Listen.
It sounded like thunder.
Holy smoke, it is thunder.
Jerry North, you did that deliberately.
Pam and Jerry are sure to have more exciting adventures next week. Listen in, won't you? There's always mystery well sprinkled with humor on Mr. and Mrs. North. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.